Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are been trying for the last few days to get into some more depth regarding the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And I get kind of sidetracked by trying to help set the believer free from an evil conscience and identifying the role the Spirit plays in regards to your sin and your salvation. So let's try to get into some more specifics today about the Holy Spirit. And I want to start with another passage from Hebrews 9. We've been reading from the 14th verse, but look at Hebrews 9 and 8. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. Now, what the scripture means within the context of Hebrews 9 is that the holiest of all is the Holy of Holies, the room in which the Ark of the Covenant dwelled. While the first tabernacle was still standing, while Moses' tabernacle was still standing, that was a room that only the high priest could go in and once a year on the Day of Atonement. But the Holy Spirit is now showing through the writer that the way has been made clear through what Christ has done as a high priest. But I want to concentrate on the fact that the text said the Holy Spirit indicating, because the Holy Spirit is always active in the revelatory ministry. What I mean is, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is He reveals the things of God to the believer. Jesus told us and His disciples in John, "I have many things to say to you now, but you're not ready to hear them. When I go away, I'll send the Comforter, and when He comes, He will tell you all things." So it's the role of the Holy Spirit to be the teller. I think you could say it this way and maybe grasp it. I can grasp it a little better through this. Back in Hebrews 3 and verse 7, the author says, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion." He's quoting Psalms 95, yet He doesn't say David said. He says, "as the Holy Spirit says." So the author believed that what he was quoting was not merely a song written by David for the songbook of Israel, but it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the reason the author felt that way is because the early church writers, the writers of the New Testament, felt as if when they were quoting the Torah, they were quoting the Holy Ghost. So this phenomenon in the early church of the Holy Spirit manifesting Himself through signs, wonders, and miracles was not that the Holy Spirit was new and they didn't know who He was. They just hadn't seen Him work in this manner. But they believed that every revelation you received from God, you received because of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit's ministry is revelation. If you are looking for knowledge when you read the Word, ask the Father to reveal it to you by His Spirit, which means that you won't necessarily have to have the interpretation come to you from outside or from a preacher. The Holy Spirit who lives inside of you can reveal it to you. John said in 1 John, "You have no need that any man teach you, for you have an anointing of the Holy Spirit," which means that you don't have to hear revelation from the exterior. You can have it from the inside. And that doesn't take away the need for teachers, but what an important lesson to learn about the things of God. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.